It may not be significant to them now in terms of numbers, but the big banks are increasing their efforts to retain their consumer customers with the arrival of the new digibanks. My guest will tell us what they're doing. She is Nomandle Mthombeni, investment analyst at Mergence. Welcome.
Hi.
So which of the big banks do you think is most at risk of actually losing consumer customers?
Well, can I say Capitec, the smaller one of the five? And I would say Capitec because of the fact that these new digibanks that are coming through, they've got less of an offering compared to the big banks.
Yeah.
So Capitec is the one that offers the least in terms of offerings and products. So they are probably the one that are most likely to lose.
And there's such a strange irony in that, because Capitec took business away from the big banks and now is going to lose to the new digibanks?
I think, well, it's still early stages, right? So I think they haven't taken away a whole lot from the banks.
Yeah.
And it depends which segments you're specifically talking about. So you'll find that in terms of the high end, where there's people that need like a full service offerings, like a home loan and, you know, mortgage.
Yeah.
And vehicle finance, they probably, you know, not be able to take away from that part of the segment. So, but in terms of the middle to lower income, they're definitely winning market share there.
So we're not talking about losing their private bank customers?
No, definitely not. So that's, yeah.
Which is where they make their money.
Yeah, exactly.
Those extortionate fees.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's where they'll basically be targeting, and it overlaps with Capitec clientele.
Well, Capitec has recently cut its fees, and the other big banks are doing it. A wide array of things, from having rap artists, loyalty programs, adding extra services. Is this going to be enough, though? Or is it, at the end of the day, is it all about how much you pay?
I think it's time has come now for banks to be start being more client-centered.
Yeah.
So what happened when Capitec came in, they were seen rather as the unsecured lender, and, you know, the big banks didn't really pay attention to them.
Mm.
But then Capitec started, you know, going to transactional banking, and now they're known as a bank. You know, you don't go there just for personal loans. You actually open up a bank account with them. So banks have realized that these digibanks that are coming in could actually evolve over time, just like Capitec did.
Yeah.
So that's why now they need to make sure that they cement their client relationships, so that, you know, they offer them and cross sell and become entrenched into their clients' lives, so that it's going to be very hard for clients to switch away to another bank.
Because a report came out recently looking at this issue, and it was saying that, look, the numbers are really small, the big banks are entrenched and will only play out on their financial performance in a couple of years. But the banks are still making efforts now, because it is going to have impact for them in the future. Is it 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 years.
But longer than that.
You know, it will take quite a while, and because it takes a while just to, you know, change. If you look at Capitec, in terms of their growth has been astronomical, but it took them for a long time just to, for example, enter into credit card offering. So that kind of evolution takes time, and it will happen, and especially with the digital bank now, they've got more options. Technology has, you know, got rid of the barriers to entry to the industry.
Yeah.
So I think, though, it's still going to take a bit of time, and in the banking industry, you need capital, which, you know, if you want to grow completely, you know, it's going to be quite hard.
But this is a good thing, right? Competition is a good thing.
Definitely. I mean, you know, we're always talking about fees. Fees are everything.
Yeah.
Fees are, you know, a contentious issue amongst all the sectors everywhere. And whatever benefits the customer, at the end of the day, is good.
Which of the new digital banks do you see as posing the biggest threat to the existing players?
I think Discovery Bank.
Why?
Because Discovery are very innovative. They've got a good management team there. And they are targeting some of the, you know, segments and LSMs that the big banks are operating in. And, you know, the key thing in this, you know, this day is data. So if you have data, you can, you know, make use of it and, you know,
you
get
can
clients.
Cross-sell.
Exactly, can cross-sell. And they've already got a huge client base just from Discovery and Vitality and everything they've got already. So their starting base is quite high in terms of access to people and the data they've got, and they can use that to, you know, get customers to switch over. And, you know, before you know it, you've got not only your life insurance and your Vitality and healthcare, everything, as well as, you know, bank accounts with Discovery. It'll be very easy for them to, you know,
so
do
at the moment, there are about 4 or 5 of these new players in the market, is that right? Do you see some of them falling away, because presumably it takes quite a long time to get into break even and profitability point? Do you see consolidation among them?
I think it won't be easy for any of them, because at the end of the day, if you're coming in, for example, with a basic bank account, you might get fees from that, but it's not a long-term sustainable business model. So I think they will fall away unless they actually do more and grow and offer the customer more. Because you can't offer the same thing over time. As we've seen, for example, Capitec, you know, they've changed what they offer between 20 years ago and what they did now. So I think, you know, some of them, if they don't innovate, they'll definitely fall away. And ultimately, I think that's what the key is. People can be most innovative in terms of what they bring to the client and being at the forefront of technology and innovation.
So in terms of the biggest risks that you see as being posed to these new banks, it would be keeping up with technology.
Yes, it definitely is, because I think, you know, banking now is literally just having an app. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going anywhere. So I think that's what it's become. And they, because they don't have any legacy systems or, you know, big integration in terms of systems, they can, you know, define the new banking in terms of technology. So they have the upper hand in terms of that, where they can literally innovate ahead of the banks, big banks, and, you know, because typically for the banks to catch up with technology, it'll take them quite a while. Mm. So they can.
But so if we already have four or five in the market, I wonder if there's any other international players who are likely to come in. Have you heard of any? If all it takes is an app.
Well, I think
to be a bank.
No, it is now. So I think I think people are watching on the sideline to see how this plays out, because it's still new, still early stages. And I think, you know, these new entrants are literally just testing the waters to see how it's going to play out. And I think if the market is, you know, it works out well, you're going to basically see the floodgates opening up for more.
And good. And that's great for consumers
exactly.
And market efficiency.
Yes.
So lots of exciting times ahead for the banking sector.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was Norwantle Mthombeni.